Time to take five for your community, and Mike Haley's with us. Everybody knows Mike, right? He wears about four or five different hats, but he's what's your official title in Montgomery there?
President of the town board.
Well, town board president. Montgomery town board president.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been here wearing this hat, you know.
Did you lose a bet or what? No, I'm just kidding. It's a great community. I love Montgomery so much, and there's so much exciting stuff happening there. It is this Friday. We want everybody to come out. We're going to be a big grand opening celebration. Mike, tell us a little bit about what you got planned.
Well, we've got us our, we call it the Main Street Park, right there on the corner of Main Street by the and Orleans Road by the post office and Amber Joe's head to toe. We're going to have just a little fun thing going from 3 till 6. 4 o'clock will be our actual ribbon cutting. You know, kind of recognize the people that have helped us pull this project off. And we had an abundance of local people donate cash and time and, you know, treasure, in-kind stuff. We were able to do this with very little town money. There was a program with the state. I can't remember the exact title, but it's been used around the area here. If you raise $50,000 for your
patronicity grant.
Yes, yeah. That's what it was.
Yes.
And if you raise $50,000, you got $50,000. If you raise $49,000, they said thank you for playing, you know. So, but we went over our limit real easy, and we're just pleased with how it turned out.
Well, it was an empty lot, Mike. I mean,
right.
You've lived in Montgomery your whole life,
right?
Well, it's always been an empty lot, right?
Right. Somehow, Doug Myring, who's on our board, was in contact with a group from IU. I'm going to get their name wrong, so I'm not even going to try. But we ended up with a class from down there, kind of urban planning type thing. They came up with the idea for this park. I mean, it never even entered our mind to do something like this. I wanted to always pave the lot and dress it up a little bit, but they gave us like four or five different scenarios, and we took the best out of each one of them and put it together, and it worked out well. Mike James, everybody knows Mike James. He actually designed the park and just gratis out of the goodness of his heart that he wanted to see it. And like I said, we had a lot of people that worked on this. I mean, a lot of donations, JJ's Concrete, Davis County Metals. I'm probably going to leave somebody out. RTC kicked in money and some in-kind stuff. Axis, I don't know what the exact name, Axis Construction, it's United Excavating. Those guys were the general contractor for it and did a lot of work for it. Rita Stutzman, if anybody knows Rita up there in Montgomery, she's been on me for 20 years to have a Christmas tree in Montgomery. So we got Rita a Christmas tree as part of this park. We got a nice big 20-foot spruce of some kind up there. We actually decorated it last Christmas, so it's going to be nice. We want this to be something for the community. School groups, church groups, you know, anybody that wants to have any kind of a celebration or that it will help them raise money for their cause or whatever, we want this thing to be used by the community.
Food trucks? You're going to have food trucks part of the celebration?
We're going to have four food trucks up there. And I've had people already wanting to do dates afterwards, so we'll work out some kind of a schedule here. Maybe Washington's got Food Truck Tuesday. Maybe we'll have Food Truck Thursday, you know, so.
The possibilities are endless, but it is a great new addition to downtown. If you haven't seen it yet, Friday's a perfect time. Come on out and join the celebration. There's going to be live music. There's going to be food trucks. It's just kind of an informal gathering to dedicate the new park to Montgomery and the community. And we'll be on hand looking forward to being there to celebrate with you, Mike, because it truly is an awesome thing to see it all come together now. It's been a labor of love, a work in progress for a while, and it just looks great.
Yes.
You guys are very proud of it, as
yes,
you should be.
Right.
Be sure to head out to the Montgomery Park Grand Opening Celebration, the official ribbon cutting. It's this Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. Formal program will start about 4.
Yes.
4 o'clock will be some guest speakers and the official ribbon cutting and photos and all of that good stuff. But bring the family out.
All right. And at 5 o'clock, we're going to give the 2A state championship volleyball Vikings their state championship rings.
Nice. Right there is part of the celebration. So be sure to come out to Montgomery downtown the heart of the metropolis right
there.
There
you go.
On Main Street.
Center of the universe.
That's exactly right. It'll be a big celebration this Friday for the grand opening of the new Montgomery Park. Mike, looking forward to it. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Take 5 for your community is brought to you by German American Bank.